just reaching for the microphone. Good evening, Tom, and or is that Alec A?
Great minds think alike. Shame. Get my throat cleared up. Gotta get me a shot of water over here. Oh, I was just sitting there watching an old gun smoke, and oh, I worked a guy in J88BTI. That sounds like a fancy call sign, but it's just down in the Caribbean, St. Vincent.
Welcome. What was the call again? Did you say it started with a J?
If you want to get it, J88BTI is at 7005. Very strong.
Out of my privileges, but probably by the time I get home, he'll be gone anyway.
Oh, it's not anything exotic. It's down in the Caribbean. Caribbean's usually really easy pickings, but they're on him like it's a de-expedition or something.
But I got my QSL card. That one that can't remember where it is now, right off the top of my head. But you know, it had the picture of the pasture with the sheep in it and the trees that were laying over.
Chatham Island.
I think it came the day, either the day after you got yours or the following day.
That's privileges, you know.
That is true.
They felt sorry for the old man. You never know about this postal system. Bernice has got some pills coming, and we're wondering where the heck they're at, but I'll give them a call tomorrow and figure that out. We've been busy as an anthill today, and I had to go down to the hospital and ask them a couple of questions about pre-op for her. That was easy, very nice people. And then I come home, and we had a problem last night making French cookies. That's the ones that look like a waffle, you know. I've never had a lot of trouble making them. Man, I just couldn't get any dough right. Bernice went online, and of course, there was the answer. It needed more flour in the dough, and I thought it was something to do with the iron. I had my neighbor sandblast them last year on one of them. We got two. And I thought, well, it isn't seasoned right, you know, like you do an iron skillet. So I tried that. It seemed like it made it stick worse. I pretty much got frustrated late last night and give up. And Bernice added that flour today as they said on the internet, and lo and behold, the first two cookies out of that iron were good.
Make the answers too difficult, don't we? So is this a waffle iron that you were using? And is it a cast iron waffle iron?
Makes two cookies at a time, and they were a big favorite back in Kansas. And I was trying to think of the other one that they make. I've seen them down here. Look more like a flower. But they're Italian. But these French cookies, they look like a waffle, but little bitty segments, Shane. They're about, I don't know, 4 inches in diameter or a little less. And they're real thin.
Reminds me of a stroopwafel, which I think is German or Dutch. And there's usually two of them, and it's got either a caramel center, and they're real thin as well. And I love those things.
They're really good, and they're all moderately crisp. And I think there's a lot of sugar in them, because I like them. But Bernice always made the batter, and she wanted me to hurry up, because Patrick said he had a little bit of a bug and he didn't want to come in tonight. He usually comes in and visits with us on Thursdays. And he said, just put his eggs out on the table outside. And Bernice wanted to send him a care package with fudge and all the goodies in it, you know. So she wanted me to hurry up and get the French cookies done. So I got them done fast enough to get them out there for Patrick anyways.
bragging about that going down the road, and he was talking to Andrew. I think it was Andrew, or maybe it was Dave. And I jumped in there, and then he started bragging about the cookie he was eating on Miss Bernice's cookie. And then we were like, you know, if we don't hear from Tom, we'll hear from you. So let me get this phone call. It's my daughter. I'll be back in a minute. N4ZLK.
Well, good. I'm glad he enjoyed it. A lot of times, stuff we send don't quite make it home. See you in a bit. N0TRP.